Hey, it's time for the BFE Dot podcast with your hosts and overall jerks, Moondog and Red Falcon.
Hey everybody, welcome to the BFE DOD podcast for this week, episode number 11. I'm your host Moondog, along with my co-host Red Falcon.
Howdy.
Yes, of course, the man from Texas says howdy. And today we have a pretty good show, according to our standards anyway. We're going to be talking about especially the battles with the 104th, or lack of 104th, anyway. We're going to be doing some whining about the source guns and the servers. And we have a special French-Canadian segment where lots of things will be said, which we won't be able to tell who said what and where they were when they said it.
Oh, Canada, our home and native land.
Alors, on va commencer avec le petit segment de français québécois. Salut Bouddha, c'est Kamikaze.
Salut Kamikaze, ça va bien? Puis j'espère
que ça va bien.
Avec, tu veux pas coucher avec lui, j'espère?
Non, ben, j'ai déjà eu des remords à être son subalterne, fait que non, c'est correct comme ça, je veux dire.
Tu fais pas juste des remords, t'en as des cauchemars.
En effet. Justement, je voulais le changer pour Chuck Norris parce que je veux dire Chuck Norris comme meilleur que Moondog là. Voyons, le Canadien français, c'est vraiment dégueulasse. C'est une très belle langue, c'est juste que Red Falcon, il connaît rien là-dedans. Puis KWSN non plus.
Ah, j'ai déjà entendu parler, voyons comment il s'appelle, Truman Gate?
Oui, son frère. Oui. C'est vraiment genre un accent de l'Arkansas avec... oui, c'est dégoûtant, là, vraiment, là. T'entends vraiment rien de ce qu'il dit, puis t'essayes de deviner.
C'est le seul que je connaisse qui joue nu-pied.
Je joue nu-pied aussi, mais bon.
Ah, c'est correct. Toi, t'es au nord complètement. Ça fait changement.
En effet.
T'as pas des pédales comme Galzac?
Comme Galzac?
Tu sais qu'il y a des fois
de bonne pédale.
Non, mais tu sais pourquoi. Non, mais tu sais qu'il joue avec des pédales?
Non, je savais vraiment pas, sérieux. C'est quoi, il avance et il recule avec des pédales?
Il saute avec des pédales. Il a utilisé son... Il était avec un volant, là, mais il a connecté pédale, puis il a connecté ça à son jeu pour pouvoir sauter ou croucher.
Bravo! <C'est un>
That's enough of that. All right, special thanks to Buddha for joining us. Well, after that glorious dialogue, we're going to move around a bit and talk about the guns and the servers. So, of course, since the start of this campaign, there's been a lot of bitching back and forth between both sides. And since we have all Axis people on here, it's bound to be a biased discussion, but we're going to proceed with it anyway. We have guests today, KWSN and Kamikaze, and they have joined us to talk about especially these weapons. So, KWSN, lead us off. What do you think?
Well, I've been playing for a while. The sniper rifles on both sides got a lot harder to use, and that's my opinion. I mean, it's balanced, fortunately, for each side, so it doesn't really matter. Can't really complain there. It's not disbalanced. Now, the car cannot hit a thing at point blank anymore. I was running, like, yesterday in Home of Fire, I ran right up the scroll, fired, missed him, he ended up nailing me. But, of course, scroll's a lot better than me, I will admit that. The Thompson and the Allies is overpowered, but the 20-round clip, I think, does make up for that. And MP40 is, I don't know, bad. That's all I think. Oh, and the Garand, tone down the power, please.
Well, I think the Garand has one major problem. It's that the Garand doesn't have enough recoil. I mean, you can shoot 3 or 4 times in a row being able to aim each shot. The K98 have been shown to be able to shot from long distance, as we've seen on the Verdun B3, but still on closer range, it's not that good. Beside that, the MP40 can shoot anything. The Thompson is the rate of fire is quite impressive, but I think the MP40 is just a little bit less power, doesn't have enough strength to beat it. And the BAR and the STG are the same.
Well, in my case, I know Klein is going to be listening to this podcast sooner or later, and he's just going to self-detonate or something. But let's see, what can I think of? For the Garand in the car, yeah, I think the Garand's a little bit better. But it's just because that, of course, it's semi-automatic, so if it does practically the same amount of damage as a car, it doesn't really make much sense to have it that way, because you can shoot 3 or 4 or 5 times in the same spot while the car gets to shoot once. But it does even out a little bit because the car gets a pistol. In terms of the Thompson and MP40, I believe the Thompson has as much strength as the STG-44, and that's evened out with its magazine. So I think the Thompson's pretty good. I mean, I pick it up whenever I find one. Well, you know, whenever I feel like it, I don't mind picking it up. It's still pretty good. The MP40 started off really bad, but in the latest update, it's become pretty good. You can hit things far away with it. Bar and STG, I really don't care about. I don't use the one anyway. Snipers tend to like the Allied one a little bit better just because the scope is a little bit more friendly, but some people think it's too thin. And the bazooka classes, oh, so much complaining about the C96 just makes my ears want to bleed. But I think both of them are fine. The carbine is good for medium range, and the C96 is practically unbeatable at close range. So they got their strengths, they got their weaknesses. And everyone hopefully is happy in the end.
All right, let me say, I really like both of the rocket classes. I think they're pretty balanced. The C96 has the best close-range gun in the game, and then you balance that out with the rocket, which can hit it long range. I've played with the carbine a few times in practice and stuff like that. It's a pretty enjoyable gun to use. I think there's a pretty big disparity between the MP40 and the Tommy. Like, I find myself losing to, whenever I'm playing as the MP40, come up against somebody using the Tommy, I think I lose 100% of those battles, so I just think the Tommy is just a little bit overpowered. And as far as the rifles, it just seems like a lot of the time the Garand is actually better than our sniper rifle. Our sniper always gets shot halfway across the map by the Garand, so I think that probably needs a change. I gotta say, I really like the MGs in Source. I think it's a nice, it's an interesting difference between the two. With 30 cal is a lot more accurate, but slower rate of fire. MG42 is a monster, but pretty accurate at long range, as we saw in Verdun.
Also deadly at close ranges, I gotta end.
How about those servers, guys? I know that might be a joke to some, but how about those servers? What'd you think?
Well, I find no problem with them. I live in the U.S. I rarely, if ever, had the only time I had leg problems was when I was playing on Dijon, and then even then it was like warping right when I was alone. There was no one nearby, so I had no problem with it. That's just me.
Well, I just don't understand why people, me included, are warping. I mean, our ping are decent, and we're still warping. And it's not FPS problem.
Yeah, I had a crap load of warping myself, especially on Verdun. I didn't experience it so much on Hobo Fire and the other map I played on, Anvil. I think it was just on Verdun that I was having a lot of warp problems. My FPS were pretty good. I didn't have any loss. Sometimes I had choke of like 6. I don't know why I was warping so much, but it was just that one map.
Like, I haven't noticed the warping as much as some people, but I do have to say, there are so many times when I'll be shooting somebody, especially close range, and I'll run out of ammo, and then a second later, then the person I was shooting at dies. And also, I don't know if it's the guns or the server, but it just seems like it's impossible to just spray and pray and kill somebody. It just never seems to work. Can't pre-fire, do anything.
Oh, that might be a good thing.
Yeah, in some ways. I got to compliment Klein on one thing. I was putting my old config back in, and I happened to notice that he put in a little command for when you hit the number 5, if you remember back in the first version, it was really hard to switch between the rifle grenade and the regular grenade, the Kar 98, and he put in a few commands there, like a wait command and a, I don't remember what the other one was, so that when you hit 5, most of the time you do get the rifle grenade. I must have blown myself up like at least 10 times. Just again, it might have been the surfers, but I would aim for the window and I'd be running and I'd throw it and it would always like fall short and bounce off and hit me in the face.
Alright, and that about wraps it up for this week's episode. Not much to talk about here. A lot of reamings from behind from the Allies to the Axis this week. Not a lot to talk about except a lot of heavy defeats. That's all we have for you this week, so tune in next time, whenever it may be, for the next BFE DoD podcast. It's all time for us to get some sleep, so this is Moondog and Red Falcon signing off.
Good night.
When he comes in here, everyone go, Elo Buddha!
Oh, what?
Here's the map. Oh my god.
Elo Buddha!
Elo Buddha!
Elo Buddha!
What do you want?
That could have been worse, Moondog. I could have talked in Spanish.
Who's supposed to be my kid?
Queezin is. He always talks about you. No matter what the hell I'm talking to him about, it'll always get into a discussion about MOFA. Somehow or some way, the discussion turns to MOFA.
Probably even followed him across the street.
Oh man, that was funny as hell.
It was so silent I couldn't hear a bee going around.
I still got a bid. Alright, so I'll start with the introduction. Or if you want to do it this time, Red Falcon, that's just dandy.
What do I say?
We've done a couple of these already.
So what's
just
your
say
point?
What I say. Fine. Just be your dumbass self. I'll do the instruction then. Jeez.
Who's queezing?
Oh, gee, take a look. If it's not Kamikaze, Moondog, or Red Falcon, who do you think it is?
It sounds original.
You're a smart kid. You're dumb as hell.
Okay, my opinion, DeGrand sucks. Cause it's too
powerful. Oh, we'll get to this. You've obviously never been on the podcast before.
What do you want me to do now?
Stop talking.
Oh my god, I asked him what we were talking about doing the Daedalus yesterday.
Everyone point and laugh at him. Ha! Point and laugh at you!
Your mic is stupid.
The overwhelming strength of the Garen.
Kamikaze has a freaking awesome voice, man. See, Kamikaze has the deep throaty voice, like the French Canadian.
The riffle.
104 thing, or no?
Well, the 104th, they're pretty much non-existent, except for like 10 players. So, if they don't show up, no reason to talk about them.
We salute you, 10 players of the 104th. That's another well-organized, well-planned episode.
Au revoir. Au revoir. Au revoir.